Our next step in solving this problem is to convert the units into standard units. So reading the question, we have two variables that were given in kilometers per hour. And we know that we prefer to solve problems using meters per second. So we're going to have to go through the calculation to convert our two variables that are in kilometers per hour into meters per second. And you can see in the middle of the slide here, the first image takes us through this conversion, showing all the necessary steps to take. But if you look at the second image here, you can see that simply to convert kilometers per hour to meters per second, we can simply divide our value that's in kilometers per hour by 3.6. So that's just compressing all these steps into one. So our initial velocity of 20 kilometers per hour converts to 5.56 meters per second, and our final velocity of 230 kilometers per hour converts to 63.9 meters per second. So we can relist our variables now, now that everything is in standard units, and we have our initial velocity, our final velocity, our delta t, and we now need to solve for the displacement. So that's going to be step 4. We're going to select the proper equation to use.